produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This radio program is produced by Kayla Padgett on United Kingdom Radio Network, USA World.
Greetings, my precious brothers and sisters. This is Pastor Roxanne Maestri from Johannesburg in South Africa. Thank you for joining us, and I know that the Holy Spirit is going to minister to you. Your time with me is not going to be wasted, that I can assure you. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith, I declare that this radio station is sanctified. Let grace and mercy prevail over us. Let there be fire in my mouth as I minister your word. I take authority over demonic and satanic atmospheres and climates created to stop what you have ordained. I command that the atmosphere must be filled with the glory of God. Father, fill the atmosphere, fill the environment with your glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Once again, thank you to the entire Finding My Way team for giving me this opportunity. Indeed, I am honored and grateful to God for each and every one of you. Family, if you are listening, stay tuned, as I believe that there is a miracle, there is healing, and there is breakthrough that is going to be released. If you have your Bible, please turn with me to Psalms 150, verse 6. The Bible says in Psalms 150, verse 6, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord." So if you woke up this morning, praise Him. If you are trusting God for a breakthrough, praise Him. If you have done all that you could do and things aren't working out, praise Him. If your marriage, your business, your family, career is falling apart, praise Him. Amen and amen. So with August being the month set aside to celebrate women, I thought it'd be fit and in line with who told you to share, a virtuous woman. First, let me share with you my definition of a virtuous woman. A virtuous woman, she has survived things, some of which she can't even talk about. But guess what? She is still standing. So here's a little story to explain how valuable and how important woman you are. And the story goes like this. So one day, a young boy asks his father, "What is the value of my life, Daddy?" Instead of answering, the father gave him a rock and said, "Go and sell it at the market. If anybody asks you the price, raise two fingers and don't say anything." So the boy went to the market, and a woman came and asked, "How much is this rock?" she said. "It would look very nice in my garden." The boy, as instructed by his father, didn't say anything, but raised two fingers. And the woman said, "Oh, 20 rand. Now that is South African money. I'll take it." The boy ran quickly to his father and very excitedly said to his father, "Daddy, Daddy, Daddy, a woman just offered me 2 wren. Shall I sell it?" The father said, "Hold on, my son, hold on. Take the same rock to a museum. If anybody wants to buy it, don't say a word. Just put 2 fingers up." So the boy went to the museum and a man wanted to buy the rock. The boy didn't say a word. He put 2 fingers up and the man said, "Wow, 200 rand, I'll buy it." Now the boy was shocked. So the boy ran quickly to his father to ask him if he can sell it. The father said, "Hold on, my son, hold on. Take the same rock now to a jeweler." So the boy took the rock and showed it to the jeweler. And the jeweler asked, "Where did you find this rare, unspoken, unseen, precious rock? How much? I want to buy it." The boy never said a word, as the boy was instructed by his father. He didn't say anything, but raised 2 fingers. And the jeweler said, "Wow, 2,000 rand, I'll take it." Now the boy, not knowing or understanding the value of the rock, nor the value of money, ran to his father to share the good news. The father said, "Well, son, do you now know the value of your life? You see, son, it doesn't matter where you come from, where you was born, the color of your skin, or your poor background. What matters is how you choose to carry yourself. You see, you may have lived your whole life thinking that you was a 20 rand, 200 rand, or a 2,000 rand. But everyone has a diamond inside of them. And we can choose to see ourselves beautiful, gorgeous, gifted, talented, overcomer." And to answer the boy's question, "You want to know how much you are worth? Well, someone stood in front of your enemies in silence and never spoke out in anger, nor in rage, nor in judgment. But when asked how much for your life, he raised his 2 hands, nailed to the cross, and to date, no one has matched that price." So here's the question again. Who told you? Who told you that no man could love you the way Jesus did? Who told you that God cannot take a nobody and elevate him or her into somebody serving the God-given purpose? Who told you that you're going to be a failure? Who told you that you're ugly? Who told you that you're not good enough? Who told you that it's too late to study, to get a job, to get a degree? Who told you that you are a fool? Who told you that your mistakes mean you can never be as good as the others who have made better decisions? Who told you your dream is impossible? Who told you that God can't use you for his purpose to do his work? You ask, "What can God do through me? No education, no job, perhaps no spouse, no qualifications, no stability, no life." Well, it isn't about how qualified you feel. It isn't about how talented you are. It's really about how you yielded you are. When you obey God, when you trust Him beyond trusting your circumstances, that's when His power becomes available to you. That's when He can work through you and bring about greatness in every area of your life. Now turn with me to Genesis chapter 3, verse 9. So let's read. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" So here's the thing. Have you ever gone to a place for the first time, get lost trying to get there? And when you realize that you are lost, what do? You call for directions. The person on the other side of the phone would ask you the question, "Where are you?" You see, family, if you are listening today, you have to know where you are before you can receive direction to where you need to be. In the scripture, this is a question God asks Adam, "Where are you?" Whenever God asks a question, it's not to gain information. God knew exactly where Adam was. He asked a question to make Adam think. But God was saying, "Adam, I left you here in my bosom, in my hiding place, under the shelter of my wings, so that you can be the head and not the tail. For you to soar like an eagle, this is my plan. This is my purpose. But you have stepped out of my plan, out of my bosom, out of my word. You have disobeyed me, and you have decided to let go of me, turn your back against me." Didn't you know Jeremiah 29 verse 11? "For I know the plans I have for you." But where are you? Where are you, virtuous woman? Where are you? The world needs virtuous women who stand up and say, "Lord, shift me, mold me, shape me. Lord, I want to be a demon shaker, a soul stirrer. Lord, I am here." You have created something down on the inside of me. Lord, I'm desperate to do your will, to walk in my God-given purpose. Virtuous woman, it's time for you to come out of the closet of depression, come out of the closet of oppression, suicidal, or even sickness. Rise and shine. Virtuous woman, it's time for your dry bones to rise up, dry marriage to rise up, dry ministry to rise up, dry business to rise up. It's time for a virtuous woman to stand up to the enemy and take authority in the name of Jesus and cover your household, cover your business, cover your marriage, cover your children. You see, the enemy have robbed you and me, but no more. By the consuming Holy Ghost fire, we need to take it back. Here's a thought. Out of all the people that you know, who is the most unlikely person you can think of to accomplish something great? So I thought, well, in the line with Women's Month, let's look at Rahab. Rahab was, according to the book of Joshua, a woman who lived in Jericho in the Promised Land, and she assisted the Israelites in capturing the city by betraying her people. Now, Rahab was one of those people we wouldn't expect God to use. No, not Rahab. But God looks at people differently than we do. Aren't we happy? Aren't we excited to know that people see us for our weakness, But God sees us for our strength, and God sees us for our ability, and God sees us for what we are capable of doing, not what people say we are. So here, let's go back to Rahab. So Rahab, as a prostitute, she lived on the edge of society. She was used in private and rejected in public. Doesn't that sound familiar? Many women, or even men as well, where they've been used in private, perhaps used privately in business deals and rejected in public, used privately for other stuffs and rejected in public. That sounds too familiar. But although Rahab, she didn't know much about God, she never knew enough to know that he could be trusted. God saved Rahab's family because of her faith, not her profession. If at times you feel like a failure, remember that Rahab overcame failure through her trust in God. You can do the same. So wherever you are listening, whatever disappointments you've had and you feel that the ground needs to swallow you, I pray that this message will enlighten you to say that every disappointment is an appointment that God has with you. And also to tell you that your past never determines your future. No matter what you're going through right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you may build up the courage, build up the boldness to stand and face the enemy and say that you have tried to take me down before, but no more. I am bold. I am courageous. I am anointed. I am appointed. And God has created me. And if God has created me, then I know he does not create any junk. So I pray that this message will bless you. I pray that this message will take you from glory to glory, and that you may see the Shekinah glory through you. And as you listen to this, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I come before your throne. I come before your throne to ask for forgiveness of all the wrong things that we have done. I pray for myself and for everyone that's listening. In the name of Jesus, my Father, that you may bless us, my Father, that you may forgive us for all our wrongdoings and for all our wrong thinkings, and forgive us for at times we thought that you have let us go. I pray, my Father, in the name of Jesus, that you may bring us back to the altar. Bring us back to your fold. I pray, my Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, my Father, that you may bless us, my Father. Move us, my Father. Increase our faith, my Father. And I pray, God, for those that's trusting for a financial blessing, my Father. I pray, my Father, in the name of Jesus, that you may open up the heavens and reach out and bless them. For those that are sick in body, my Father, in the name of Jesus, your word says that we are healed by your stripes, my Father. And I pray, my Father, those that have given up, that have lost hope and feel there's no way out, I pray for Philippians 4:30 that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Even though our situation may look bad, our circumstances may look bad, but in the name of Jesus, we are coming up. We are rising up. We are not failures. We are overcomers. You have made us to be the head, not the tail, my Father. In the name of Jesus, my Father, whoever's listening, my Father, be the portion that they need, my Father. Comfort them, my Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Family, from me, Pastor Roxanne, in South Africa, may you have a blessed day. May your future looks bright because God is your future. As the song says, I can live because he lives. I know who owns the future because he is my future. So may you have a blessed time. May you continue to read His Word. May you continue to be in His presence 24/7. May you continue to worship Him. And no matter what, you are an overcomer. And as I sign off, I say, who told you? So the next time you look in the mirror and you go, who told you that I'm not beautiful? Amen. Be blessed. Pastor Roxanne, signing off, South Africa.
This radio program was produced by Kayla Paget on United Kingdom Radio Network, USA World.